Hello, everyone. It is Christina Warren here, a senior cloud advocate. I'm here from Build Live, and I am here joined with Kyle Flug, who is the principal PM manager for Microsoft Edge. And we're going to be talking about not just the stuff you saw in that video, but all the new stuff that's going to be available for Microsoft Edge for developers. Kyle, how are you?
I'm doing great, Christina. How are you?
I'm great. How's your build been so far?
It's been awesome. It's been really exciting to see the new format. And I think seeing the enthusiasm online, I just saw Frank tweeting out some numbers, something like 200,000 people tuning in on Twitter. So very exciting stuff.
Yeah, no, there are so many people watching right now, which is amazing. So we just saw a video that kind of went over some of the new features that are coming to Microsoft Edge. Do you want to kind of give us just kind of a high level overview of what some of those are?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think hopefully you saw a couple of things that are sort of end user facing in that video, things like new integrations in the collections feature in Edge, which allows you to, you know, collect content from across the web into this great little sidebar that sits inside the browser. And we've always been able to export that to different things like Word Online or Excel Online, depending on the content. But we've actually built this new integration with Pinterest, where you can now export those lists over to Pinterest and even get suggested additions to a collection you might already have provided by Pinterest. So if you go ahead and opt into that feature, you'll see suggestions in the bottom of the collections there. We're also bringing options to export lists to OneNote and some really cool new features just designed to make you more productive on the web. Things like letting you search, if you right-click on text, search in a sidebar so you can look things up in context without, you know, having to open a new window. Automatically switching profiles if you move between personal and work content on the web so you don't have to worry about which profile you're in. I personally love that one because I'm working from home, so it helps me, you know, keep the containers right. And lots of stuff like that. I really encourage folks to, you know, check out our blog post today if you're interested in all of what's new.
That's fantastic. Yeah, definitely check out that blog post for more information. And I'm with you. Now that we're working from home so much, having those different kind of profiles and having stuff in its own place is really key for making me more productive and keeping things the way that they need to be. So how can people get some of these latest features? What's the best way for them to do that?
That's a great question. So if you haven't already, the first thing you should do is go to Microsoft.com/Edge and download the new Microsoft Edge. And actually, if you're interested in trying out the very latest features, if you go to MicrosoftEdgeInsider.com, you'll have the option to download any preview build you want. And if you're on the Canary build, you'll always get the latest features there. And so these should all be showing up to Canary, you know, in the coming weeks.
Fantastic. Yeah. And just for anyone out there who hasn't been playing with Edge before, there are a couple of different builds. There's Canary, there's Dev, there's Beta, and then there's the regular version. You can run as many or as few of those as you want, but they all will have their kind of like maintain their own profiles and extensions, and they don't interfere with one another, which is really great if you're wanting to test things out, but don't want to potentially muck up, you know, your work browser. So that's really good. So let me ask you this, Kyle.
Absolutely.
So at this point, We were showing off the previews of Microsoft Edge at Build last year, and I think the first full release came out in January this year. Is that correct?
Yep, that's right. January 15th was our first stable release.
Okay, first stable release was January 15th, so we're about 5 months in, and it's really, I guess, about 18 months. It was December 2018 when the team made the announcement that Edge was moving to Chromium. Is that correct?
Yeah, so back in December, I think we announced it in December, and then our first preview builds came out early in 2019. And we've seen some awesome momentum since then. You know, we really spent the last year and a half or so building expertise and building, you know, relationships in the Chromium community, as well as, you know, continuing to bring new ideas to standards bodies as well. We've actually already had over 3,000 commits back to Chromium upstream and open source for the new Edge. So those are improvements that make Edge better, but they also make all other Chromium-based browsers better as well. And those are things like, you know, new web platform features, improvements to accessibility, performance, battery life, all kinds of things like that.
Yeah, no, I think that's fantastic. And that's what I kind of wanted to ask, how things are going. And it sounds like it's going great. I love that your team is continuing to give back to the main Chromium project and contribute as part of open source. Now, when I was watching Scott Gu's keynote, I think I saw something. And I just want to check with you. but it looked like he was using Edge and Linux when he was using Codespaces. What's up with that?
You know, we've heard a lot of requests from the community for Edge on Linux. We know it's something that's super important to, you know, CI/CD scenarios, to automated testing. And this is something we've talked about in the past. That's something we plan to do in the future. It's real. It's coming. I don't have any dates to share at this time, but, you know, rest assured we hear that feedback loud and clear.
Fantastic. All right. So everybody on Twitter, it is official. If you didn't catch it in Scott Gu's keynote, if you weren't able to pick up on that little Easter egg, Microsoft Edge is officially coming to Linux. We don't have any dates yet, but it is coming. And that is real. And that is something that I never thought that I would say, that I would be like hosting a Microsoft developer conference thing that would be like, oh, yeah, and the Linux version of our web browser is coming out. So that's actually really awesome. But kind of to that point, I mean, I think what's great about the fact that Edge is available cross-platform, iOS, Android, macOS, Windows, coming soon to Linux, is that it means that it can be there on whatever platform developers are wanting to build on. So let's talk a little bit about some of the things that developers can look forward to with Microsoft Edge. I know that you've got some things that you want to kind of talk about in the developer space.
Yeah, that's great. You know, first of all, I think to your comment that you just made, one of the great things we love about being across platforms is it's easier for you as a web developer, regardless of whether you're on a Windows box or not, to be able to, you know, build for, test for Edge. We really want to lower the pain and the fragmentation as much as possible for developers. So, you know, every platform we can support is part of that story. There's some really cool news coming, you know, this build in particular about for developers. I think one thing folks may have seen in Kevin Gallo's keynote this morning is WebView 2. This is a new WebView that we're providing, built on the new Microsoft Edge in Chromium, which allows you to leverage, you know, the full power of Chromium, full compatibility, everything you'd expect from a Chromium-based browser inside your native apps. And so we actually just shipped a new preview of WebView 2 for WPF, WinForms, and UWP apps today. And that complements the one that we already had released for Win32 apps. You can go and get that at aka.ms/WebView. We really encourage app developers to go try that out and play with it. It's a great solution for hybrid web app scenarios or native apps that need to embed some web content.
Yeah, no, I think this is great because what was great about the old WebView is obviously it made it really easy to bring that content to your native apps, but that was based on the old, Edge engine. And this is now based on everything that's coming out. And that means that you'll also get the improvements as improvements come to later versions of Edge, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And in fact, the web control story on Windows has we've gone through a couple of permutations over the year, and we had the MSHTML based controls available in the past that many developers may be familiar with that really embedded the IE engine, and then the previous Edge based control as well. Both of those solutions were actually tied to the specific version of Windows that you were using. And so the new WebView 2 is part of that project reunion vision where it's decoupled from Windows. You can get updates at the cadence of the browser rather than at the cadence of the operating system. Or of course, you can choose your own browser version as well if you want to have, you know, specific compatibility requirements for your app.
That's music to so many enterprise developers' ears because in the past, you know, that has made it really difficult when the cadence of what you've been wanting to do on your apps has been tied to your OS, and now that's decoupled as we're doing with a lot of those things, which is really awesome. And when it comes to progressive web apps, you know, it's so funny. You and I think the first time we ever talked on one of these, you know, build things was at Microsoft Build 2018, I want to say, and we were talking about progressive web apps. And progressive web apps are an amazing feature within the current iterations of Microsoft Edge. But what are some things that you're working on to make them even better?
Yeah, that's great. So I think the story for progressive web apps is really always about how can we close the gap as much as possible with the experience that users have with native apps on their device. Between that and web apps. And so, you know, users don't want to think about whether something's a web app, whether it's a native app, it's just an app to them. And so the progress over the past couple of years has really been about closing that gap and bringing in the modern capabilities that we get with the new Edge with Chromium. And so some of the stuff that we're talking about this year and that you can find in some of the PWA talks we'll have at Build is really focused on continuing to close that gap in terms of sort of the shell experience for progressive web apps. So for example, integrating them with the settings in the settings app in Windows so you can manage advanced settings, permissions, things like that for your PWAs without having to go Nice. Into the browser. Uninstalling and installing things from the start menu, from the start screen directly. Sharing, we can have PWAs that can share to other apps using the native Windows share dialog, or actually we're currently working on features for them to be able to receive shares from other apps as well. And then exploring other proposals for things like giving them greater control over their title bars and some of the other capabilities that native apps have had for a long time, but web apps historically have not been able to do.
I love that. I love that. That's really exciting because, yeah, to your point, it really does kind of, bridge that gap and really make it just an app so that the end user doesn't have to think about it. And I think it's also really powerful for developers, especially developers who have kind of come of age writing for the web, to be able to build really great experiences that could work on desktop or even mobile, depending on what mobile OS they're using, to not have to go through the, you know, maybe they don't want to build a native app, or maybe that isn't the right solution, but still having something that's going to work really well for their users, you know?
Absolutely. And one of the things, you know, the things that I love about PWAs the most is, you know, first of all, for a lot of developers, like you said, this might already be the language you're speaking. You may have grown up on HTML and CSS and JavaScript. And so this is a great way to ship an app, you know, without having to learn a whole new skill set. And it also gives you the distribution advantage that is built into the web. You can install directly from a browser. We have affordances built into Edge in the URL bar, in the menu, in the apps menu as well, to install those apps. And there's just essentially no friction for the user to get those apps. And we're working on continuing to make that an even better experience.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Now, one of the things that I've been watching closely, because I do a lot of, mostly breaking things and mostly not important things, but I do build a lot of various web apps and websites and things like that. And so I love DevTools. And DevTools, I've been so impressed to kind of see what's happened with that story over the last year. Do you have anything to share with us about some things that are new or that are upcoming when it comes to Edge's DevTools?
Yeah, absolutely. So, the DevTools have been following the same journey as the browser itself, working in Chromium, working in open source. Of those 3,000 commits I mentioned that we've made for Edge, over 600 of those are for the DevTools specifically. And we've really been focused on how can we make the DevTools an experience that empowers all our users to have a great productive experience in the browser. The first form that took is really focusing on accessibility and localization. We actually just recently localized the DevTools in Edge in 11 languages. So, you know, for the first time, you can use a Microsoft browser and you can use the DevTools in your own language. And we've been really thrilled by the uptake we've seen of that. You know, we're actually very pleasantly surprised by how many users have chosen that experience. We're also releasing a couple new features that are sort of early in the experiments phase. There's a new 3D view that you may have seen in that video just a moment ago, which you can actually view the rendered page in 3D, and all the elements will pop out according to where they're stacked in Zendesk, which is a great way to, you know, diagnose potential Zendesk bugs on your site and just get another view on the way your page is rendering.
No, I love that. I love that. And I also love how the, there's been great integration between the DevTools and different extensions for Visual Studio Code, which makes it really easy, you know, if you're debugging and looking at something in your browser, to immediately be able to go and mess with it in your code and see the previews in real time, which I personally appreciate a lot. So that's really exciting. And I know that you said that there's something called origin trials. What are those? What can you tell me about those?
Yeah, so we're actually launching this today. You'll hear more about it if you attend Melanie Richards' talk this afternoon. I believe it's called Moving the Web Forward with Microsoft Edge. Origin trials is this concept of being able to have a developer owning a site test new experimental platform capabilities, essentially in production on your site. So browsers have always had this concept of having, you know, flags where we on Microsoft side could control whether a feature is turned on or off. But the problem with that is if we just turn an experimental feature on for everyone, sites can start to take a dependency on that feature. And then if the feature evolves or changes, suddenly we've broken a bunch of websites.
Right.
So origin trials is designed to...
I've been the victim of that, both as the user and the developer.
Yeah, so there's you know, a rich history of lessons learned in the web industry there. And so we're actually, you know, there are some other browsers, Chrome in particular, that use origin trials today. And this approach is really about enabling sites to use an experimental feature, but it'll essentially only be turned on for a portion of their audience. And so developers can apply to have an origin trial on their site. We'll give you a token that you can use on your site, and that will enable a feature for some percentage of your users. So if you want to try out a cool new capability, you'll have the ability to do that with some of your audience. But because it's only enabled, you know, for a portion of users and it requires applying, we can, you know, make sure that it's a progressive enhancement, which is really how the web is designed to work in the first place. So those features won't cause compatibility issues down the road as they evolve.
I love that. I love that. Like I said, I think we've all been kind of victim of when that can go awry. So I think having that is fantastic. And you said that that's going to be discussed more in depth in a talk later today. So if people want to check that out, be sure to tune in either live or on demand afterwards here at Microsoft Build Digital Experience. Kyle, before we go, where can people go to learn more information about the stuff that we've talked about?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm going to show a link on my screen here. If you go to aka.ms/edge@build, that'll take you to a little list we've put together of all the Edge sessions across Build, and you'll be able to find everything I mentioned, in particular this talk that Melanie is presenting. We'll talk about origin trials. And if, I've got the new vertical tabs in here. If you haven't seen those for Edge, those are very cool, coming soon, in the next couple weeks, actually. If you go and check out the Microsoft Edge developer site from that session, it's developer.microsoft.com/Microsoft Edge. You can actually apply for origin trials starting today.
Fantastic. All right. Well, Kyle, thank you so much for joining us. And if you want to learn more about that, you can go to aka.ms/edge-at-build to learn more. And you can also check out the breakout sessions to get more information on Microsoft Edge in the session scheduler at mybuild.microsoft.com. Now, I hear that we've got more going on over from our Imagine Cup World Championships. But before we go back to the studio for our first social time here at Microsoft Build, let's learn about exploring DevOps.